Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Prish Dog. It's you know who, the little cutie from down under. Just leaving you a little voice notey-wotey. So there's a certain video of a certain girl whipping her hair back and forth at a frat party that someone's strict daddy might anonymously receive shortly, unless that girl does what she promised and does a tiny bit of extra fashion school work for a certain hot Australian. Let me know, babe. About to press send, but kind of don't want to ruin your life. So the choice is yours, babe. Illy, bye. This week on Jamazing in LA, the Pussy Palace waterslide video, Fanny flutters over Amber, spending 20 grand on a diamond bracelet, inspecting my swimsuit butthole, more mountain lion evidence in my garden, and was that really Selena Gomez cleaning the ladies' toilets? Your weekly dose of partying, fashion, and doing bads, from the hot Ceramicist 69, the blackmailing bitch, the Air One Wonder Woman, I'm Jamae, Jamie. I'm quiche, I'm rich, I'm a bitch, and I'm Jamazing. Hello, my little Jamaniac attacks. It's your beautiful princess, Jamae, coming to you from Reeks, just sitting at my podcast table next to my pottery wheel, hot Ceramicist 69. Oh my God, I'm so fucking cute. Yeah, it's a beautiful Los Angeles day. It's Rosé's day off today, actually. And I'm Devo. He's not going to like strut by and I can yell out to him and flirt with him. I kind of love having like an older man obsessing over me, in case you didn't know. knowing like I'll never give him what he wants. It's kind of my MO. I wanted to ask him also because like in my garden on the other side of my balcony, it has this section that was like dug up and it's like pretty random that it was. And I was thinking, is a mountain lion using my garden as like a litter tray and just like, you know, when he's like stalking around the grounds at night? And I just wanted Rosa to check for any droppings or I don't know. The squirrels have been visiting heaps too, talking about animals, looking for their little snacks when I left out the corn chips. I'm kind of like, what's that old Disney woman, Snow White? I'm like, who has all the animals frothing over her. And I'm kind of like the modern LA version of Snow White with all my like squirrels. And I'm like the lipstick lesbian version. Snow White is a leso who creates like thirst trap pottery videos. Would be a really good like Disney character, actually. Like a black girl could play or whatever you need to do. I have movie ideas like that all the time. So speaking of hot girls, Amber has been like giving me the weirdest vibes. So last Tuesday she sends this like video montage thing of like the two of us. It was like all these pics we took with each other in like the Double Bay days, like when we first moved in and when she was with Carl, but we were kind of like inseparable and did so much stuff together. That was like the glory days. Oh my God. And some pics of like when we first met at uni, like back in the day. I wasn't as quiche then, but, and yeah, the video ends on this really cute one of me with my head like on Amber's shoulder. It's giving me serious fanny flutters. Yeah, I've got some more really quiche pics of her up on the vision board as well. I just printed them with my little pocket printer. I also photoshopped a pic of me living at the Pussy Palace for the vision board, just sitting like poolside with all the hot influences. Yeah, so dreamy. So yeah, I'm really kind of intrigued, like, with where Amber's head's at. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've done a few FaceTimes and I've shown her around Reeks and she said hi to Rosé. We're not, like, sexting or anything, but, like, kind of has that vibe. I don't know. I shouldn't trust the fanny because it could be one-sided like it was before, but I'm getting the flutters. I'm always led by my fanny. Anyways, yours. So I've been, like, groveling to the Prish Dog 24/7, and I sent that voice note, but haven't heard. Trying to get her back on side and, like, smooth things over after her little drama message she sent last week. She's still all upset about me hiding her in the clothing rack in Forever 21, and because she makes me look bad in front of Olivia. But it sucks because I've got so much fashion work to do and, like, my massive capsule collection assignment to finish, and I'm, like, getting desperate because I can't sew for shit. So I did a bit of detective work, and I tracked down an email address for Prisha's dad. He's this, like, 60-year-old Indian guy, and he looks scary as. So no wonder she's scared. Because I wanted to threaten Prisha into, like, doing my work for me by telling her that, like, I would send that video to her dad. The one of her drunk whipping hair back and forth with, like, the semi-naked white frat boys all around her. So I sent the screenshot of the dad's LinkedIn with, like, a dot, dot, dot. And she replied all hectic and, like, legal chat, like, saying it was extortion and she could take out a class action if I didn't cease and desist or some shit. And I was like, maybe not. But it's so annoying because basically I have to, like, single-handedly create 6 garments for my capsule collection. Like, I don't know. I've got all the designs and all the cut work from Prisha. She did all that before the falling out. But, like, I have to get the fabric and do all the sewing. I don't know what I'm doing. And then I have to present the Clo 3D designs and I don't even know how to use the fucking software. And I brought home a sewing machine from Fitem for the Condor and I just keep staring at it like, how the fucking hell am I going to do this? And I've only got, like, 2 weeks and I've got so much fucking Pottery Wheel content to post and parties to go to with Olivia and fucking run off my feet, you maniacs. And TBH, I kind of, if I'm honest, I miss Prisha as a friend too. I know I ran him, like, she's a dog and, like, but she was kind of, like, relaxing to hang out with and she's smart and she's always up for whatever I wanted to do. And I don't know, we had so many fun adventures together, like the frat party and all the fun times at Reeks when I went to her place with my hoodie on and, you know, the Silver Lake day and I don't know, like, I never posted pictures of her on socials and stuff, but that doesn't mean she wasn't a good friend. And I was thinking, if I did a major makeover on her, she'd be really good diversity content for my socials. So maybe, I don't know. Anyway, all right, you maniacs, I'll check in later. I'm going shopping on Melrose with Olivia Bellissimo, so we'll talk later. Illy. Hi, it's later on the same day, so I can't wipe the grin off my face. I've kind of done something a little bit naughty. I'll tell you how it all happened. So I met Olivia at Cafe Gratitude. It's this cute vegan place because Olivia's vegan. And I was, like, desperate to see celebrities and was, like, praying one walked in because apparently they go there. And I thought I saw Selena Gomez in the bathrooms there for a sec, but it was the bathroom attendant. My heart was, like, pounding. I was like, oh, my God. And then she did the turnaround. I was like, oh. Anyway, that was really fun. The food was, like, gross, but I faked it and was, like, bullshitting to Olivia that I'm going to become vegan to impress her. Anyway, then we walked to Melrose and there's all these, like, cool shops. Oh my God, like, little quiche, little boutique-y places. And Olivia knows everyone there and it's all, like, hi. And, like, she was introducing me to people, which was amazing. And we tried on so many quiche things. Like, I tried on these like platform Crocs in the raspberry sorbet. They were gorge. And this like tulle veil that I was slaying in and everything I was grabbing off the rack, Olivia was like, no hun, and like forcing my hand like to put it back, like literally. She wants me to stop wearing midriffs, she was saying. And she also told me to join her gym in Beverly Hills in the same sentence. So I think she's low-key telling me I'm fat, which I am, but fuck my life. I love Mexican and cheesy burritos, so, and spicy bugs, so. YOLO. Anyway, building up to like the thing that I was going to tell you guys. So, you know how I'm posting my pottery videos? I've done quite a few and the reactions have been like incred. Like everyone's like loving me and I'm getting all these like commissions from people who think I actually like know what I'm doing. And I'm like, yeah, babe, I'll pop you on the waiting list. What kind of glaze that like, I don't know what I'm talking about and as if I'm ever going to do it. I kind of just like flop the clay on and then get it all wet and usually just like get the wheel going and then like I'll make like a dick shape and just sort of like wank it up and down and get it to like splatter on me. And or the last one I did was this kind of clay like camel toe sort of thing, and I was just like delicately like running my fingers over it and sort of circling around and while I was crapping on about like something about like how to be a ceramicist or and I'll like throw my head back and like sigh and stuff for no reason and wipe the wet clay across my chest and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, Olivia must be like scrolling through the comments because I didn't even see this, but so she screenshots and sends me this OMFG message and she's like, Emma Chamberlain just commented. So I jumped onto the post and like scrolled through the comments like a maniac and I found the comment. It was fully her, like the blue tick. And she'd done like a tongue out emoji. It was so fucking cute. Oh my God. That's like a really big deal. So anyway, now Olivia has fully like changed her tune and she thinks I'm killing it. Now that it's getting like some solid engagement from some big names, but she won't say, but I can tell. Like, I know because she's all like, hey, Shimei, do you want to like come to this influencer party on Saturday at the Pussy Palace? Like, normally she's really selective about invites. And I'm like, yes, obviously. And she said, I'm going to have to be on my best behavior because there's a pretty good chance that Gigi Hadid is going to be there. Like, she seriously might be coming because one of the girls, like, fully knows her. So I'm, like, squealing, like, getting to hang out at that fucking house, like, poolside and take hot pics and do, like, collabs and with all the other girls and, like, TikTok dancers and all in the, like, potential presence of Gigi Hadid. Fuck my life. Like, do you realize how jealous everyone in Australia is going to be of that? Oh, my God, I'm so keen for it. So, yeah, the clay thing's kind of worked out for me in that way. Yeah, so Olivia goes, we need to take your styling up a notch. I reckon you need, like, a statement jewelry piece that, like, is going to, like, cut through in the pics. Like, I've got some fake designer stuff, but Olivia's like, you got to get rid of that because everyone can tell. And she's saying how some of the girls at the Pussy Palace have been laughing behind my back about my lame jewelry. So I'm going to chuck all that out because after lunch, me and Olivia jumped in an Uber Black and went to Rodeo Drive to the Cartier store where yours truly bought a Cartier love bracelet with the diamonds with my little Gampy fund. Oh my God, it was just under 20 grand Australian dollars, which is pretty good. I know it's expensive, but like it's a really good piece and like YOLO. I don't know. I don't even feel guilty because I reckon if Gampy knew how important like this kind of stuff was for building my brand and my social content, he'd support it. It's like, it's important. I've already posted like a full carousel dump of shots of it. Like I can't stop looking at it. It's so good. And Olivia's so right. Like your wrist is so visible in your content. Like when I'm doing my pottery, it's going to be like jingling around and sparkling and... And I really need to send out a message that I'm kind of a top tier kind of person. So I'm really keen to like flaunt it at the pool party at the Pussy Palace. And I'll do some subtle, like pretending I'm showing my pina colada while the bracelet is just, like, poking into shot. Just, like, frame it in slightly. Wait one sec. I'm getting a text. Courtney, what the hell? She never fucking messages me. You'd better not have used Gampy's money for that. Dad's seen it and looked up the price and now he's swearing his head off and said he's going to make you come home. I'd call now if I was you and try and put this fire out. Oh my fucking God, she's a fucking bitch. What the hell? Why is he always flipping out? Oh my God, I better go sort this out. Guys, fuck my life.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, Jamie. I'm Lola.
And I'm Jenna.
And we're just wondering, how do you sense big dick energy in a boy?
Because all the boys in our school, they all have really small dicks, and it's a bit chody, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? So we're just wondering, how do we not waste our time? Right, thanks a lot.
Bye, do it again.
Hi, girls. I think from Scotland, they're soz if you're not, and that's offensive, but I'm not really good with accents, but really good question. How do you tell? And one that I have a lot of experience with from my straight days and all the dicks I slayed. I've seen a cockatoo, as they say. So you mentioned chode. A chode is the short fat ones, for those that don't know, which none of us like. I don't really like anyone's these days, I guess, because I'm a confirmed muff diver. But I do know a lot about them, so let me impart some wisdom. So how do you tell? So it's not the hands or feet or anything like that. That's old wives' tales and quite misleading. I used to believe it, and I hooked up with a guy with like size 18 feet and his dick was like smaller than my thumb, like the last segment of my thumb. Like when he put it in me, it was just kind of just the tip. That was like the whole shaft. So yeah, you really can't tell. So don't judge a book by its cover, as they say. The big dicks are on the most unexpected guys I've found. And really spotting that kind of big dick energy, like you say, is the key. You can just simply look at the bulge through the pants and try to see if there's like a pendulum style swing when they walk. But be warned, girls, some guys talk. Like the bigger boys can go down and like they go down and up and back and like through like keep it clenched together through the butt cheeks. So you may not see the swing, but they might be packing heat, if you know what I'm saying. One guy I dated was so long in the dick that he had to come up through his belt buckle and then he tucked it back under again. So yeah, he wasn't giving off much bulge when I first met him, but he just unfurled it when we got home and I was quite surprised. BDE, big dick energy guys, just kind of like they just have a swagger about them. You get to know it when you're as experienced as me, and they kind of like they scuff their feet. Stomping vibes is always like a sign they're kind of packing heat down there. A man who blows snot out of one nostril while holding the other one in public, they're like usually quite well endowed. Surfers, interestingly, if you live near the beach, they're often on the micro side, I found. It's the wetsuits they wear if they've been out surfing for a while. The wetsuit creates a kind of vacuum that really like sort of sucks the dick into like a tiny shape. And over time, the dick just, it creates a really small dick day to day. So yeah, surfers or like scuba divers or any like wetsuit wearers, they're definitely on the small dick energy side. So I would avoid. Strangely, on the big dick side, garbage collectors are quite renowned for their large appendages. And I've definitely seen a few in my time. Shout out to the Double Bay Garbos. Can't say too much, but let's just say there's nothing more romantic than the smell of rubbish when you're getting spit roasted by a couple of Garbos. But yeah, what it is for the Garbos is it's the years of all the like jiggling and moving around and dealing with the like bins and like, it's like the swinging garbage bin lids can hit the penis sometimes. And over time that can create a kind of thickening of the shaft, you know, elongating the penis too, if the lid kind of, you know, pushing it downwards. So yeah, little known fact, the garbo. So nab yourself a garbo and you'll be squealing all night, like I was. So yeah, the only real telltale physical indicator, from the outside that I've come across is the wide nostrilled man can often be a sign of like a thicker dick. Cause they say the nostril width is always the exact same width as the penis eye. The little, I was going to say jap eye, but the hole at the end. So yeah, the wider nostril guys tend to have like the big openings, which would tend to indicate like a thicker or wider shaft. Look, girls, I'll DM you if anything else comes to mind. I'm a pussy slayer these days. So yeah, I've put the dicks behind me, so to speak. So I hope that helps. And you keep your eyes peeled for a garbo over there in Scotland and a wide nostrilled bloke. Hopefully you've got some over there. See you, girls. Illy. Good evening, my little gorgeous shamaniacs. I'm a little bit drunk still, but I've had the most incredible day of my life. So I spent all of today, Saturday, at the Pussy Palace with Olivia and all the influencer girls showing off my new bracelet. Everyone was crowding around me and losing it. Also, I had to call Dad and he screamed at me for like 10 minutes like a maniac, but I just muted it and let him crap on. And then I was like, I know, Dad, I shouldn't have done it. And then I go, I've just been so depressed and lonely and homesick. I just miss you and Mom so much. And he totally fell for it. He said that Courtney told Gampy, which is such a fucking bitch move. Sisters are always cunts. It's like, can you not? Like, jealous much. So now because of fucking Courtney, I have to call and apologize to Gampy for using his money and I have to return the bracelet, which is like, fuck my life. I don't know. Maybe Gampy will let me keep it and I've got to ask him, but, at least I got to wear it to the pool party today and we got so much content. So yeah, we were all like around the pool and I wore my Emilio Pucci swimsuit in the palm leaf design with the like high sides and like the ruffles and the little cutout hole at the back with just like a little glimpse of butt crack. All the girls were like, wow. And like inspecting the hole. And yeah, we did these like TikTok dances as a group and I was collabing with all the other girls on like crazy content, like frantically like tagging everyone in my posts and like some of them have like major like follower numbers. So I was like desperate to try and like infiltrate their audience. And I was like getting the Cartier bracelet into as many shots as I could, like reaching around girls when they were taking photos, like with my arm like across their chest, like, yeah, so it would really stand out. Doing like tongue in the ear or something zany to girls. And like, I was being really annoying. And we were being a little bit naughty. There was some few little druggy wuggies getting handed around, which is why I'm sort of kind of buzzy now still. Oh, and one girl like hit her head on the side of the pool, like really badly and it was bleeding. And she was like posting pics of like blood all over her face, which was kind of weird, but also kind of cool. Probably the highlight was the waterside video. So all of us girls like got in a row with all the like really big influencers at the front. So I was kind of at the back, but like still good. And we all just like slid down the slide, all laughing and like holding cocktails. And it was just like messy and so fun and quiche. And we all said Pussy Palace at the same time as we slid into the pool. And I was laughing so much and I hope it looks good. I haven't seen it yet. Olivia will send it as soon as it shows up. Like, it's going to go online somewhere back. So Gigi Hadid didn't show up. I was like staring at the front gate the whole time, like hoping she would just like suddenly like strut through or like loud and like cage. And I was hoping she'd bring Bella. And I was had this fantasy of teaching Bella how to do a bomb in the pool, and we just like do one together as like a slow-mo video, just like me tucking my legs up next to Bella and like the big splash. And that was my dream, but it didn't happen. But yeah, the whole party was still like so much fun. Oh my God, it was like heaven. I've got so much fashion schoolwork to do now because Prisha's fucking dumped me. I'm going to be all hungover tomorrow too, so that's going to be a struggle. But it was totally worth it. It was like one of the best days of my life, like literally. I keep checking my gram to see if my numbers have gone up, but they haven't. The posts are getting some good engagement. I might have overposted. Maybe I should delete some of them. I don't know. Have a look. When I see the waterside video, like that might just trump everything and I can just make that like the main post and like pin it. Or I could do like a freeze frame on the moment that I'm coming out of off the end of the slide, like when I fall into the water and just like loop it or something. I don't know. It's so good because like I had my vision board, like fake Photoshop pic of like me at a pool party at the palace. And I totally manifested it. Like it actually came true, which makes me think like the power of the vision board is so like real. Wait a second. What? I'm just getting, what is this? It's a link from Olivia. And a wide eye emoji. What the hell? What the hell? Oh my God. It's a Daily Mail article. What the hell? Oh my God, I'm opening it. I'm reading it. Cool girls or dumb girls? Brands rethink their association with influencers as a drug-fueled LA party gets out of control. What the hell? Oh my God. Oh my God, there's a pic of the girl with the blood all over her face. And there's screenshots from the water slide. Oh, fuck, this me. Oh, my God, I look like a fucking idiot. They fully frozen on me to make me look bad. What the hell? Oh, my God, it's just me about to, like, fall off the end of the slide. My face looks fucking insane. I look so hammered. Oh, my God, I'm chucking a spread and, like, the shadows look like I've got pubes poking out. And there's two massive rolls of fat because I was, like, leaning forward. Oh, my God, I look hideous. Fucking hell, Germaniacs, this is fucked and it's like global news. You can't even see my fucking bracelet. Oh my God, I need a lawyer to take this down. This is the worst thing to ever happen to me. I better go, Germaniacs. I have to call fucking Olivia and try and work out what to do. See you next week, Nahugan, Illy. My life, I love you so much, Germaniacs. Stay cash. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!